It's all about the macro productions.
What does the goddamn line say, Tony?
Please do not use gendered language.
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail.
Look, you're going completely sideways, man.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
How dare you?
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dave on NBC.
Jack Mary's Tech Theratrix.
Hi, I'm Spartacus.
Steve Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Steven Seagal.
Sex offender guy.
I'm Keith Morris.
This is Muammar Gaddafi.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Sorting through the lies.
The hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
We cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
And uncovering the centuries-long plan for world domination.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Let's talk about Chinese people.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
I have
Afrodita!
I have sent six of my Libyan missiles to blow up the Sears hardware department.
Nothing could be more fun than jumping off a cliff with two German bisexuals.
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you?
Thank you, comrade.
And now, macroaggressions.
That's what assholes call it.
With your host.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
Charlie Robinson.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
You want to drop the blame on Charlie and say it's all Charlie's fault.
He was a retard.
I get some goddamn diuretic.
Welcome to Macroaggressions. I'm your host, Charlie Robinson. If you are watching us on Rumble, Band.video, Vigilante TV, or you're listening wherever podcasts are served, thanks a million. We appreciate your continued and amazing support over the years. If you haven't rated the show yet, please take 2 seconds to do it. Give us 5 stars if you think we've earned it. We try really hard over here. If you want to connect with me, macroaggressions.io is the website. It's easy to find out information about the books that I've written, the podcasts we do, and the news sites like Activist Post and Natural Blaze. Our sponsors are amazing. They help to keep this show going. I have the pleasure of getting to know the team over at C60 Power. Ken, the scientist, the founder of the company, they make the most, they make carbon 60. C60, baby. It's the most powerful antioxidant known. It's hundreds of times more powerful than anything else out there. It's a carbon 60 molecule that grabs free radicals in your body and resets itself and does it again and again. I've been taking this for 4 years, every morning. I've got my cats hooked on it, which is great, except that they don't have a clock, so they think that at 5 o'clock in the morning is the time that they want to take it. I give them it's oil. I put in a little bit of a spoon, and they lick it right off. It's fantastic. It's great. If you have aging pets, you might want to take a look at this. I've been taking it for the last couple of years. And when I did my metabolic functions assessment with Christian Yordanov, he got to the part on DNA damage and my score was so low that I didn't have a score, didn't even show up on the charts. So if you're interested in finding out more about this, I say just read up about it. Go to shopc60.com and just read. And if you find something that you like, the discount code on your way out the door is macro. And since I have to say this, these statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, prevent, or mitigate any disease. ShopC60.com, promo code macro. And since we're talking about health, and we're going to be talking about health this entire episode, chemicalfreebody.com is the place to go for outstanding supplements that actually work. They're not filled with sawdust like the rest of the garbage out there on the market. Tim James is insane. He saved his life by changing his diet. He could probably help you improve your life as well. I'd go to chemicalfreebody.com/macro, do a little bit of shopping, see what you find. Do that 90-day detox bundle. It's fantastic. It's green. It's a green drink in the morning, green 85 in the morning, and a handful of capsules. It's the easiest thing you can do. I've done it twice. It's fantastic. Go to chemicalfreebody.com/macro. Take a look. Check out the Water Hero system that he's got. He's got a system that can install to the side of your house and pump in clean water. Or they have a little pitcher system, kind of like the Brita's that you get. You can fill up with tap water. And so a lot of options out there. Thank you to our sponsors, and go check them out and improve your life. Well, it is my great pleasure to welcome to the show for the first time, Inessa Panumarovate. Hello, Inessa. How are you? Good to see you.
Hi, good morning. How are you today? Very nice to see you too.
It's nice to meet you because I'm interested in talking to people who are doing things outside of the box and running companies that are improving our lives. And our mutual friend, Timothy Shea, from my old colleague at TNT Radio, and I were having a phone conversation one day, and he said, you know, you have to talk to Inessa. Do you know about her? Are you familiar with her products? I said, no, what are you talking about? I have no idea about any of this. And he said, oh, I'm going to send you some links. Check it out. Let me know what you think. And I called him back later that day and I said, hi, can we please talk to Inessa? So here you are. It's great to meet you. Can you tell everybody where you, who you are and what you're doing and why Timothy might've had such amazing things to say about you like he did?
I appreciate that. So thank you for Timothy. And I am from Lithuania. I was born and raised in Lithuania. I was born actually under Soviet Union, which is, I experienced a life where government says everyone is equal, and they gave us what you call free energy, but it was controlled to the degree where when you get up in the morning, you're freezing your butt. You can't even get out from the bed because you're so cold. You don't want to go to school. So your mom has to turn the stove on and, you know, start the oven and to warm up the house. So you can put your shirt on, your pants, so you can get ready for school, so you can go brush your teeth. So I've seen it a lot. I've seen it all kinds of sides of the world. I was born in one, then my country became free from Russia. Then I came 20 years later in the United States. So I've been exposed to different governments, different healthcare systems. When I was born and raised in Lithuania, I did had a lot of health conditions that I couldn't address them differently that time because my mother did not know any better. So she took me to the doctors. I had all kinds of UTIs that was nonstop, ongoing, no matter what I did. And of course, I had bad shoes, winter, you know, we didn't have money. So I used to walk like, you know, soaking wet feet in a freezing weather. You know, of course, your bee is going to get cold and all kinds of conditions that are not the easiest for the child that, of course, messed up my health. So when my mom put me on like hundreds of rounds of antibiotics, of course, she didn't know any better. And that's what the doctor in Lithuania told her to do. And I got resisted all my antibiotics by age 16, 17, to the point where no matter which ones you're going to give it to me, my body will reject it. It's called resistance. And when I came to America, I went through my American dream. Didn't came through just like, hey, you're going to hand you this American dream in a nice, beautiful box, like a beautiful, you know, band off or whatever, like gift card on the top where to put the gas on. This is your social security. No, it wasn't like that. It was absolutely a hassle, a lot of hard times to make my American dream come true. And I almost witnessed to be human trafficked and all kinds of other things happened to me. Of course, as a result, my health just gotten worse. Plus, you're so stressed and you're trying to make American dream come true, working really hard and proving yourself to this country that you can stay here and not like some people just entering through free walls or whatever they're coming from. It's like, oh my gosh, these people just walking in. I had 8 years go blood and tears for 20 hours a day, 7 days a week straight to get to this point. And these people just walking in, I'm like, whoa, that's a free ride. So I seen it. I came in this country with the big heart to know exactly who I am. And my health got really bad by age 26 to the point where I was so miserable I couldn't look straight to people's eyes. And I looked like I'm 60. My face had a deep cystic pimples from the stress, hormonal pimples. My whole skin looked really bad. I was very sick. So yes, I went to all kinds of doctors. I was 911. Emergency call on a constant basis. I was very miserable. I was physically dying. I did not know. And the medical system did not serve me. And I said, I said, why am I going to the best doctors in the world with the best technology in the world, with everything the best, and nothing good happens to me except I'm getting worse and I'm facing death soon. So I start questioning things. And that's where my whole journey started, when I start questioning what's really happening. Why I'm not getting better, I'm getting worse, and I'm in the best country in the world, the best medical care, and with multiple doctors at that point, and I'm just dying, and I questioned the healthcare system, and that's how I think the journey started.
Yeah, there's a lot to question about the American healthcare system too. I mean, we talk about it like it's this great. Maybe it's great if you get hit by a bus and they need to fix you really fast. But if it's about maintaining your actual health, we're failing at a crazy level. And there's so many sick people in this country. We have access to, abundance of food, maybe the wrong kinds of foods, of course, but we have food, we have water, we have clean water, and yet we have a sick society. We have a society that's dependent on our medical industry and the pharmaceuticals, and they say, well, maybe if I get sick, I'll take a pill. They'll give me a pill, I'll take a pill, and then I'll be fine. But the pills never stop, and people have to take a pill because they've taken too many other pills, and then that pill interacts with something else that they've taken, and now they're extremely unhealthy. I think that what I've noticed is that there's a lot of people who are ditching the Western, the American healthcare system. They still want to be healthy. They still want to live in the United States, but they just don't trust the medical system. They see it as being, it let them down. It's not healthcare, it's sick care, and everybody's sick. So they're on their own as far as finding solutions to these problems. And as someone, you know, I had a situation last summer when my mom got sick. It's, you have to go and you, if somebody drops a problem on you and you say, okay, well, how do I fix this cancer problem? Well, I'm not going to go to the traditional doctors. I know that I don't trust them anymore. So how else can I do it? I've got to figure this out. And so I think it's important that we have options. We have a plan in case somebody in our life gets sick. Now I learned quite a bit last summer of what I have to do for, you know, cancer treatment. I didn't do enough because I wasn't able to keep my mother alive, but I did what I could and I learned a little bit more about it. And hopefully people will hear what the products that you make, or, you know, the CBD, CBDA, we got to talk about this and what it is, why it's important. And then they can incorporate this into their healthcare routine. And hopefully I wasn't able to help my mother last summer, but maybe somebody will be able to help their mother this summer. And so I will feel good if that if that's able to happen. So can we talk a little bit about like your path to getting into the industry that you're in? Because you didn't come to this country from Lithuania to be a pot farmer, did you? And yet you're in the cannabis industry. So how did that happen? You don't look like a pot farmer either, by the way.
No, I never smoked pot in my entire life. I don't believe in smoking pot at all, and I don't even believe in CBD products. So, people say to me, so what do you sell? I thought you sell some CBD, or people make fun of me once in a while. But no, I will share something what people going to wake up to something that they probably never been told. And it's going to be very harsh truth, another government's agenda, another pharmaceuticals agenda to hide this. Charlie, what's sold on the market, it's actually really not supposed to truly be in the human bodies. And I fully understand why people have, you know, two different opinions about CBD and cannabis products. And I'll share exactly why and the whole history and some facts. And I really would want people to go fact check me, to be honest with you, because they're going to learn that everything I'm about to share is so truth. So, but to go back to your point, even what I'm about to share, like it can wipe off about 13 trillion, 500 billion or something, the number of pharmaceuticals. So these people that work as a drug I call them drug cartels for the pharmaceutical mafia, which is a medical system. The true doctors will always want to improve the patient. I work with the patients every single day. I'm not some grower or whatever, or some manufacturer of the product. The reason I started my products because I saw it's the main key to the human health. And what's sold on the market and what's been told publicly, it's completely opposite. So people have no way to get to the truth until somebody is going to come in and start breaking the seal, which is I decided to do that after I talked to the few leaders in the world. So I'm coming from healing my mom from cancer. Okay. I didn't physically heal her, but I gave her tools to do it. And I've, of course, been attached to her journey. I worked in places around the world who have connected top doctors on the planet. And since then, I have hundreds, not of thousands of people I helped where they healed their own bodies from stage 4 cancers, Alzheimer's, autisms. You can possibly name it. I worked with anything, including where people needed even arm surgery. And it's like, I don't want to do the arm surgery. This one Ukrainian man is like, I'm tough. I don't need. It's like, I'm okay. Even my bones are broken. I don't want to do the surgery. I said, okay, let's do a couple things here. See how you're going to heal. And all of a sudden, this man starts healing within a few days of doing a few things. Like, I believe the doctors need it to, when your arm pulls out, as a surgeons. That's where the history starts. We had surgeons. We never had a doctor to give you a pill. So that pill creates you another requirement for 3 more pills, another 3 each pill gives you for another, and it turns into a vicious cycle. It's like a network marketing. It's like those, you know, MLM, you know, where you take one and then everybody goes right under, you know. It's crazy. What I'm saying is, I'm so, so sorry, my friends who's listening today. You are 100% on your own. 100% you're on your own. There's no doctor is going to tell you, take the vitamin C. Oh, you may be deficient on D. Because by the protocols, they are not even allowed to tell you. If they will tell you, they're going to lose their license. It's the protocol that you have to follow in order to keep your white coat on. So they're not going to, long story short, is there's not even reason for us to talk about these people. But what we really need to talk about, what the crime against humanity kicked in, is I truly believe in God. And I believe in my God through the Jesus Christ, Yahshua. And I believe that God created this incredible temple that knows how to do everything. But the most magical system in this temple is called endocannabinoid system. Endocannabinoid system has never been taught in any medical schools. As of today, nobody understands exactly how to control or regulate endocannabinoid system. Endocannabinoid system is the most essential system to regulate us from the head to our toes. Almost every functionality in your body, almost every system in your body, including your immune system, depends on endocannabinoid system. Oh, what a surprise. Doctors didn't even know about it. Your central nervous system cannot function and operate without endocannabinoid system. Is your neurologist even knows what endocannabinoid system is, but he knows everything about central nervous system? No, he doesn't even know what endocannabinoid system is. So what is endocannabinoid system? It's this magic switch in the body. If you turn that on, everything starts working great. And when I say everything, for you, Charlie, your everything would be different than mine. Maybe today I'm missing some hair growth. I don't know. Like, some people are having some liver dysfunction. Some, or maybe I didn't want to say anything. I'm just going to say I need some hair.
If it can fix this, then we got.
I really can. I'm not joining. I'm not joking. I have so many men come to me. We not just reverse, you know, white beards into back to normal as their 60s. Your body's meant to do everything. It's just knowing how to do it, right? Because that's where I come in and my entire team and all the resources I created for the world. So what I'm saying here is endocannabinoid system. My sister just delivered the baby. She's breastfeeding the baby. What do you think is the most she gives the baby? What comes from the breast milk? It's these tiny cannabinoids. The human-made cannabinoids. She's feeding the baby. Did you ever heard the expression or were people saying that breast milk is so important to empower human, you know, the immunity so the baby's healthy? Oh, well, all the breast milk is really doing empowering the endocannabinoid system. Mm-hmm. The system never been taught in a single medical school today.
Why?
If we fix that system that allows you to run your body to your max, whatever your max is, if you have your chronic disease like cancer or Alzheimer's or dementia, autism, autoimmune disease, maybe your max is 70% because you have life-threatening something really chronic. It's been there for 30 years. But in some cases, your endocannabinoid system empowers immunity so strong or even helps it to completely fight the disease. So if you turn that switch on, that endocannabinoid system turned on in the body, then it fixes hundreds, not if thousands of functionalities in a human body by doing one thing. It's like a master switch. Boom, then everything starts working like a Christmas tree.
So it's does it get switched off in us throughout our life? Is that what happens? And we just have to know that we've got to turn it back on?
And nobody knows how to turn it back on. So you're absolutely right. Now, research saying by age 16 and 17, our kids are start losing our production of our own endocannabinoids. So those cannabinoids are the ones responsible to keep your body going. The problem is you lose it. How do we lose it? Tap water. Expose yourself to the tap water if you shower once a day, most likely, because there's so many metals, parasites, fungicides. Everything is in tap water. That itself is already self putting yourself to the disaster. Then oxidative stress and foods we eat that actually instead empowering yourself, which is you talked about C6. By the way, I love C6. It's one of the key factors we use in our protocols. So what I'm saying is the C60, what it does, it charges up the cell. So the cell, for example, starts running fast and do the job. What do you do with those cells? As you sleep at nighttime, you produce each night as you sleep, produce trillions of cells. And each cell, you can kill it in the morning by drinking coffee or anything else acidic, or you can empower by taking, like, for example, Nessus or C60 or both or even more, and doing a living God's foods. So if you're going to start drinking coffee in the morning, which is full of acidity, and now you eat a food that's like sandwich with some coffee or a bit bacon on, now that cell is like, oh my gosh, this instead of running fast to do the job, which is to protect your vision, to make sure your energy is doing great, to make sure your brain is functioning perfect, now that cell loses power. Instead of running fast, now they start slowing down. So that's why you need to charge them up. C60 is a perfect way of doing it. First, stop killing yourself. It's number one. Stop putting food that is killing those cells. And then charge the cell battery by doing like C60. But then those cells also needs to be signaled by endocannabinoid system what to do. Because immune cells, they do one thing. Your liver cells, they do another thing. Your central nervous system, it needs to be controlled. So all these mechanisms, they now that cells are full of life and batteries are charged up, they need to be empowered these mechanisms to work, right? And if the endocannabinoid system crashed, I mean, it's hard for you to work because you lose it by age 16, 17. Then you start feeling depressed. You have a bad memory. You're not feeling good, but you go to the doctor. Instead, the doctor says, let's check your endocannabinoid system because that actually regulates your mood. Make sure you're always happy. Make sure you're always fulfilled. Make sure you're always connected with God. Oh, doctor doesn't even know how to pronounce the endocannabinoid system. He doesn't even know how to pronounce it. How he's going to help you? He's going to give you a drug that's actually going to suppress this even more. Now your endocannabinoid system is not crashing 100 miles an hour, it's crashing 200 miles an hour. So you're far away from the truth. And that's the saddest part of this whole industry. Until today, government does not tell that endocannabinoid system and cannabinoids is the essential main switch to the people's bodies to keep them healthy. It should be in the grocery stores as a superfood. And if that, God forbid, happens, which is I pray for it, then this $13 trillion industry in the United States alone will crash basically minimum in half in less than 3 months if everybody empowered their endocannabinoid system.
Well, I think we found out why they don't teach it. Because there's no money in the cure. There's just money in treatment. So let's talk about this. You have an amazing product that is unlike anything else. How did you create it? How did you know to create it? And what does it do?
First of all, for me to start NestleTemp, it wasn't my choice. I was literally forced to it. And I've been working in practicing holistic medicine for over 8 years now, very successfully. Very proud of our results. We never marketed ourselves once. And the reason why we're so powerful in what we do with our actually educational materials and helping people to heal, because we look for a root of the causes. We don't care about your symptom. You have cancer. Good to know. Great. What is the root of the cause? And one of the root of the causes is lost endocannabinoid system. But the problem is, when I was looking to purchase a good product, because I don't trust it in any supplement industry, I don't care who you are, I need to know things for myself. Because if I'm going to put my name behind a product, I truly need to know what's in it. Because if I know what's in it, then I know it will help the patient to get better. But if I don't know what's in it, most likely we can count on this product to do whatever, cell charge or whatever we needs to happen. There's a lot of modules going on in the human body, right? So you need to really support a lot of systems to help them. So with that being said, I couldn't find a single cannabis-related CBD or THC. By the way, I don't believe in THC. This is 100% genetically engineered plant. THC, cannabis, never existed in the Mother Nature since last 100 years ago. That's all. We'll talk about this in a minute. So then I discovered there's not single product on the market I can trust to give it to someone to heal. I couldn't believe it myself. And what I did, I didn't just read some marketing materials. I literally packed myself and I went on two to three week journey back to back each day, Oregon, California. I went and I traveled Kentucky. I've been all over the country and I visited the largest farmers, largest CBD producers. And I asked these people, I said, show me, don't tell me. I want to know what's in your products. I picked a sample from each of these companies myself. And some of the companies kicked me out because they gave me these beautiful lab reports on my emails. But when I show up in their places, their manufacturing facilities, they said, we don't want to see you. I said, I'm here to truly understand what's in the product. I don't want to be told what's in it. I want to know what's in it. Right. Because if I'll need to put my name behind this in front of dying people or the people have some chronic disease, I truly need to know what's in it. I can just go and trust you blindly. I'm sorry. Their lives are counting on me to help them. So I personally investigated every single one of them. And when I discovered CBD is a drug, it's not even original molecule from the plant. There is no CBD in the plant. Interesting. CBD is 100% drug. Even your smart Google that is meant to manipulate your brain tells you the truth. If you Google, what is the CBD? CBD is a drug patented by Food and Drug Administration molecule. It's called Epidiolex. We both know you cannot patent Mother Nature.
Right.
So if it's a patented as a drug, what that tells you?
That means
it's not natural. Exactly. And if it's not natural, then my question is if it's really meant to be in our bodies. Probably and not. What is the agenda behind? It's literally the agenda is to put under prescription model again. So they created a theory. It's kind of a truth and at the same time is a lie, which is that's why I'm exposing this every day, all day long. They created a theory. They took the original plant, which is original plant, the one we had for thousands of years, that Jesus even used it, to heal people, that our bodies makes these cannabinoids that are most essential to our system, where the mother breastfeeds the baby with, okay, to empower the baby in any possible way for them to be healthy. Those cannabinoids are original cannabinoids, and what matches them the most is original plant that's called CBDA, THCA, CBGA. Those are acidic cannabinoids. Those are found in the mother nature, in original plants. The ones are right now not truly sold on the market because you can't patent them. You can't regulate them. You can't control them. In fact, they need to be sold just like an apples. A real plant like Nestle's hemp, the one that matches endocannabinoid system, needs to be sold like an apple in a grocery store. And God forbid that happens, this country will lose about $13 trillion income in 3 months, because by turning turning endocannabinoid system on, you're turning the master switch on, and then all your system starts working accordingly.
So what is the A in CBDA? What does the A stand for? Because I've seen CBDG, I think, or it's something like that. And I don't know what it means. So what does the A stand for?
So A stands as acidic cannabinoid. Okay. CBDA, it's acidic cannabinoid. Acidic is the raw version of the plant that's never been manipulated by heat, solvents, chemicals, and everything and above. When you start manipulating that molecule, it becomes a second version of the plant that you can turn into the drug and patent it and own the property. So as of today, CBD is owned property itself for Food and Drug Administration, and it's a drug. It's patented as a drug.
Wow. They're getting us even with the so-called natural stuff. They're still trying to poison us. Okay. Well, so what does CBDA do to you? It's and what is in your, because in yours, you have some ingredients that most people don't have in theirs. Am I right? What's going on inside your products?
So first of all, our product's been grown just like 2,000 years ago. I wanted to have original seeds, original soil that's never been manipulated by chemtrails, microbes that are in the richest. So growing that plant correctly was a pretty big deal, because by Mother Nature, hemp plant is very powerful plant because it does so much. It heals your body. Actually, you can create a clothing from that is healthy for you. You can build homes, you can build batteries, and you can also clean soil. A hemp plant by Mother Nature, it could be an amazing soil cleaner. It's like a magnet, grabs every possible herbicides, metals, mold, and all the bacteria. You can really, like a little sponge, grabs it and holds it in the roots, right? So if you grow this hemp for medicinal purposes, of course, you don't want, you know, hemp to grab all these particles, because it's not going to be healthy for you to drink it, eat it. So that means you have to already very carefully plant the seed in very, very clean soil, because by nature, hemp is just, it's a perfect grabber. It grabs everything. So it's very hard to grow these plants correctly. So we grow our plants correctly. That's number one. So they're in super clean soil. It takes us 2 years to prepare the soil before we do anything. Then we extract them, and every molecule as it is in a plant, it's exact same molecule in a finished bottle. So there's nothing in terms of chemistry changed at all. The molecules are the same. The flavonoids are the same. The terpenes are the same. Every possible medicinal power there is in that plant, it's literally in the finished bottle. And it's only two ingredients, right? One is the hemp seed, and there is a little bit tiny of sunflower, not the sunflower oil that is processed that causes you cancer, but I'm talking about the raw sunflower seed, which is full of vitamin A. It's raw sunflower seed. We use it as actually our machines, as a lubricant for our machinery. So with that being said, there is residuals of the raw sunflowers. So with that being said, that's all what it is. It's the purest form of hemp, the way it used to grow, not genetically modified 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 years ago. Not changed, not manipulated, and it to be put it in a finished bottle. And by the way, I extract these plants myself. I have my own manufacturer. I extract the plants myself. So I'm the control freak. I like to make sure the quality is always there. I pray before you do that. I talk to the girls.
I want you to be a control freak. If you're making these products, I want somebody who is obsessive to be in charge of it. Yes. So this is a good thing.
No, beyond obsessed at this point. My team is laughing. It's like when she's working there, you guys don't even get close. Like she's going to be like counting every sneeze and kicking you out. Like I start prepping facility 2 days prior, which is purifying the air, ozonating the whole facility. It's just, we go crazy here. One thing I have to say here is the most important and what people need to understand, this industry is faking laboratory results. So like Nessa's, if you purchase a bottle, on the bottom, there's called lot number. And if you type in on our website your lot number, we're going to give you pages and pages and pages of testings for solvents, mold, bacteria, which is most products are sold with these chemicals that are dangerous to you. First, CBD is a drug. Second, they're loaded with these horrible things in it that's going to harm your body instead of heal your body. And we, the only one company that literally tests in parts per billion, not parts per million, from every possible chemical we can test. And we give you for on each bottle that is sold on the market, attaching, it's linked to the laboratory results by FDA registered laboratories, DEA registered laboratories. That means this laboratory is not some little laboratory in the basement where I can't write off anything on that lab report, whatever you want me to.
Right.
Because there is no, as of today, there is no accountability. There's no regulations how to test these products. So it's up to the owner, like myself, how do I want to give this product to the world? And because it's so hard to grow these plants correctly, most owners don't want to do that. So they just fake lab reports and don't even test it at all and say lab tested. And they just say lab tested for like you have 30% of CBD or something like that, or 15 grams of CBD. But they forgot to mention they need to be lab tested for what? I want to lab tested for chemicals, bacteria, residual solvents. I want to make sure there's no metals in it. I want to lab test for everything in the smallest particles.
I'm going to need to introduce you to the guy I did the live ad read for at the beginning, Chemical Free Body. This guy, Tim James, who owns that company. He's just like you. He's so particular about the things that go into his products to the point where he asked me one day, how's your, who's the company that makes your merchandise, your shirts and everything? I said, oh, it's this company over here. And he says, oh, do you like them? I said, yeah, they've been good. He said, oh, do they have a organic cotton option for the shirts? I go, man, I don't know. He goes, oh, it looks like they don't have that. I can't use them then. I said, even down to the shirts? He said, everything has to be chemical free, even down to the shirts, everything. I have to change it all. He changed his packaging. He changed everything. So when you talk about the, you know, going through all the tests and looking at this, in my mind, I'm thinking of Tim James because he's doing the same thing. He's like, you don't know how much money I've spent testing and then having to retest and then retest this. And they're just not giving me the answers I want. And I know they're in there and I got to get them. And so I love it when people get obsessive about this because I know that that means that the product is going to be of the highest quality possible, because in his case, his name is on it. His face is on the back of the packaging. Your name is the company. Nessa's Hemp.
And face is also on the packaging.
It's also on the packaging. Yeah. By the way, go to nessashemp.com, promo code macro to buy this, her products and save some money. I mean, this is this is extremely important that we find sources like this. I wish you were on every grocery store aisle. You know, I wish it was easy for people to get it, but that's not the way things are. Instead, we have to hunt for it. We have to be selective and we have to figure this out. It's like a puzzle. So I'm really glad we're talking about this because, of course, my audience is gonna love this because it's like you found the magic potion. You just had to talk to the right people. So what about things like stem cells? What's the relationship with stem cells and what do and can you add things like that to the products? Like how does this all work? I hear people talking about needing to go to foreign countries to get stem cell treatment, and I know it's good for you, but I don't really know the ins and outs of that. Is that something that gets incorporated in this in any way?
So a couple things. It's just another... Okay, stem cells is $25,000, right? Each time you do it. And I have people, I have a way to do it in Chicago. What I'm saying here is, why we keep counting on someone else to improve our health that costs hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? Your own body can make the stem cells. The problem is your own body is not making it because you're still carrying a root of the cause why your body is not working in the first place. That's why I am all about root of the cause. If I'm going to remove all the root of the causes why you're not feeling well today, even you feel fine, you don't have cancer, you just get up in the morning and you're just kind of dragging through the day, 7 days a week. You kind of know what's going on in your life, but you don't. It's like I tell people all the time, if you get up in the morning and if you don't feel like smiling to the ear to ear and you don't feel joy, like this morning I was praying and when I prayed, I literally cried my entire prayer because how grateful I am to breathe, to have everything I have in my life, including my vision, my body, my lungs, my everything. It's just that comes naturally. And if it doesn't come naturally to you, if you don't feel that gratitude for being here, something isn't right. Why we love these children, the innocent, newborn, happy two-year-old kids? Because they're so full of life. We are meant to be the same. Doesn't matter, 30, 70, does not matter. The problem is there's a little parasite sitting there eating your life. There's another fungicide sitting there eating your life. There's another metal penetrating to your nerves and your tissues and eating your life. Now they all work together. And God forbid you have fungus, which is I never met a single patient doesn't have fungus. A single one at this point worked with thousands. So God forbid you have fungus, which is the biggest devil in the body there is, eating the earth alive right now. We are in the battle of the fungus. I don't know if people understand this. So with that being said, you're never going to feel the way you should. Your stem cells, you also, yeah, you need to fly in Mexico and get $25,000 treatment. But if you get rid of everything I just mentioned, and if you truly jump your body to make your own stem cells, your own melatonin, your own minerals, your own vitamin D, your body makes it everything itself. That we need to stop counting. That supplement industry is also getting purchased by Bill Gates. There's a reason why they're buying these holistic schools right now, so they can train another holistic practitioners. And all of a sudden, you have Bill Gates have all these supplement industries, these holistic doctors right now prescribing you in the supplement. We're going back to the same model. Keep counting. Then my people graduate on Regenesis 369. Not single one of them ever go back to insurance company, doctor, supplement industry. They're all free. They're all free because now they're absorbing their nutrients for the first time in their lives since the childhood. Now they're making their own stem cells. Now they're making their own minerals. So no minerals need to purchase. Now they're making their own endocannabinoid system, makes their own cannabinoids 24/7. So you don't have to buy Nestle's oil anymore. So you see what I'm saying? Like, I'm all about how we can make you so independent. And the only one way to do this, I promise you from bottom of my heart, is by removing every single root of the cause. The most people don't know how to do it. Most people don't know how to recognize it. Those people don't know how to test it. Oh, well, we do it all. We do it absolutely all. We have, it's called, one of my programs is called Regenesis. Regenesis 369. If you type in Regenesis 369, you can actually go there and register and watch the presentation, how we do those things. After 6 months, when you're done with us, I tell people all the time, I don't want to ever see you again.
That's a terrible business model. But a
not
great,
really, you know, when you're serving God.
But a great, great way to run a business at the same time, you know, in terms of, you know, if you want to have repeat customers, keep people sick, and keep them coming back to you. If you want to make people healthy, you are going to send them away. They're never going to see you again. And I suppose that's the best five-star review they can give you, right? Is that I hope to never see you again. And then in fact, I don't see you again. That means that we've done something right. But I don't worry. I don't think that you're going to run out of business anytime soon. There's plenty of people that need that are sick and are. There's plenty of people that are sick and are not looking to cure themselves for some reason. They've just given up. But I know that there is a segment of society that is sick and hasn't quit. And they're looking for something. And maybe they've gone to doctors and maybe they've tried that and they're ready to try something different. I think this audience already knows. We're not dealing with the pharmaceutical industry who's they're all convicted felons. It's a criminal cartel. We're not dealing with doctors who only know what they learn in medical school 30 years ago that, you know, they don't talk about the dangers of vaccines. They don't talk about the dangers of, you know, all kinds of things. And they don't talk about the dangers of antibiotics. As you mentioned, when you were a kid getting, you know, everybody gets prescribed antibiotics all over the place, which is insane to do. So we already know that's not a path that we're looking to go down. So it's nice to meet you, people like you, but you in particular, because now we have a resource. Now we have someplace that we know we can go. If they're in Chicago, obviously they can come see you in person, but you don't need to do that, right? Your products are available online, right? People can just go to nessashemp.com, use the promo code macro, buy something, have it shipped to them. But if they needed to, if they were in an urgent situation, could they book time with you in Chicago and come into your clinic and work with you there in person?
So to be honest with you, two things. One, endocannabinoid system must be empowered to every single one of you. Are you listening to this? Are you not? Are you sick? You're not sick. There's no way for you to function, or there's no reason for you to even take a probiotic, because your microbiome cannot communicate well unless endocannabinoid system works properly, even if you take the best probiotic on the earth. So nothing happens in this body. You can't absorb nutrients, vitamins, or supplements unless endocannabinoid system is working. That's what I'm saying. It's like the key to everything. If you want to start cleaning the house or just taking supplements or even doing absolutely nothing, endocannabinoid system is the number one that needs to be working. That's number one, which is what the Nessus Hemp is for. I produce the highest quality product that is exactly what's in your body, not some CBD drug, not some hemp or THC that is genetically modified and laboratory made. Mother Nature never had high levels of THC. This is how government decided to poison our kids and make everybody dumb and dumber. So with that being said, this is the way to go, and it's only one way to go, period. But if you're looking for any kind of jumpstart where you get through the whatever the chronic is for you, Regenesis 369 is actually an online program. And I have people all over the world. I have right now 3 patients in Lithuania. I have 2 in Germany. I have 2 in Australia. I have not even just in America. I'm talking about we have a lot in the United States, but we also have a lot overseas. So you can heal at home. We give you a step-by-step process of what you need to be doing to clean your body, to be done with every single thing that's going on. And I have a way to manage your testings. I have a way to I created all kinds of tools where even if you're other side of the world, we still have a way to help you. I still have a way to test you. I still have a way to deal with everything. So nobody should be ever rejected. As I said, Regenesis 369 is the online thing. People watch the presentation once a month as they register. They understand what this whole thing is about. And if they're interested, it's great. If they're not, it's also great. Because we choose who to work with. We don't allow you just come and join us. Because we dedicate, me and my team, our lives to you. So you better be serious here.
Yeah.
Very serious. Yes.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Good to know. That's good to know. You mentioned fungus. That the world is being consumed by fungus. I'm in great health. I mean, I feel good. I wake up in the morning with a smile. I mean, you know, for the most part, I feel pretty good. But I've done an organic acids test and I've done a metabolic functions assessment with my certified health practitioner, Christian Yordanov in Portugal. And we talk about we talk about what's going on. And the first thing he did was the organic acids test. He says, I just want to see what's going on in your body first. And with the results, he says, okay, you have candida slightly, you know, you have a stomach issue. You have a small fungus growth, whatever, very normal. We treat that. That was the first time that even got on my radar. Like, hang on a second. What's going on? He says, yeah, you have it. It's not bad. It's totally normal, unfortunately, for a lot of people. And we got to fix, we have to address this. We shouldn't have, you know, you shouldn't have it. What is the situation with molds and funguses and all of this stuff? Like, I mean, I've got my hands full with the things that I can see out there. I don't even know about molds and funguses impacting my health. How do we fix that?
It's a very, very deep topic, and it's only two people in the world understands fungus besides myself.
Okay.
And the reason why we are so successful and we guarantee results for any person that comes to us, even if you're given 3 weeks left to live, 3 weeks, okay? We provide results in less than 2 weeks because I understand fungus and the root of the cause of fungus. There's nothing in the human body can happen, good or bad, unless the fungus is present. There's a different fungi families out there. The one's going to eat you alive and destroy you, which is 500 billion years old. And there's other families which a doctor is going to say, oh, it's normal. Why? It's leading you to the stomach cancer, pancreas cancer. Why this is normal? Like, why this is okay? So the fungus, if I truly would tell you everything I would know about the fungus, most people would go crazy because once I sat down with Northwestern and a couple other great leaders in genetics and you name it, because we have some incredible success with genetic mutations and we reverse them and they say it's impossible. We've done it. As I said, I'm documenting all my cases right now. I'm done just working like this. I'm involved with a lot of medical teams at the moment. So my work is getting really much documented. So what I'm saying here is fungus is the reason why every single one of us are sick. Fungus manifests and allows the parasites to thrive in your body. Fungus, it controls your mind, controls your life. And fungus, right now we have the worst fungus that's been leaking from the ice and going to the bottom of the ocean and penetrates into the soils. So goes into the vegetables or grass or soil, animals see that animals are infected. It's the vicious cycle like this because it comes from the bottom, goes to the soil, animals or vegetables, whatever exposed to, and we eat it. So fungus, it's such a topic where I can go literally 7 days straight speaking fungus alone. It's insane. If you truly understand fungus, you have a key to every health condition on the planet.
Wow.
Fungus and cancer is the same thing in my books. If I would show you what comes out when people start, I have pictures I'll show you afterwards. When people start popping, their cancers like a popcorns out of their body because certain medicines I also created that actually not available for public, only unless you work with me personally. That probably pops your... I'm sorry?
Keep those good to keep those real magic potions under wraps. You know what I mean?
No, those are cannot to bring on the market. There's no way. I already asked attorneys to help me. They walked away from me. My chemist doesn't want to help me. Like at this point, I'm just keeping them under. Yes, but we see in 30 seconds results. It's like insane what's happening. If you have a tumor growing 2 centimeters every hour, then you start applying and eating that medicine, which just directly targets one of the oldest fungus families that controls rest of the fungus in a human body. All these funguses controls rest of the parasites in the human body, and the parasites hide under the metals. It's a vicious cycle. So I target the mother. When the mother is targeted, then you see how the tumor start shrinking in front of your eyes in life. It's crazy.
Wow. I know about the fungus that takes over. It's a parasite fungus that takes over bugs, and that like a beetle, and this fungus takes over its brain, and then it's like another animal is controlling the beetle. Drives it, it makes it go and do whatever it needs to do. Mm-hmm. They're very clever and smart. They've been around a long time, and we don't, I never think of fungus, and it's not on my radar as something that I would think to, that might be an issue. So I'll tell you what, I'm getting a very good education on quite a few things here today. First of all, I am reminded that soil matters, that the soil in which you are growing your plants matters. CBDA is amazing, apparently. Didn't know about that. I got a nice little education on fungus that I wasn't expecting. Let's kind of wrap up the last part with this. Like, somebody's sick, somebody feels bad, they're hearing this, and they're unsure where to start. Maybe they've talked to a doctor, maybe they don't love doctors. They want to make they know that they're ready to take control of their health. They almost don't really know where to start, but they liked listening to you, and they thought that you sound logical and reasonable and extremely passionate about this. And they think, well, okay, well, this might be a good step. What do they do? They think they want to fix themselves, and they're ready to make this decision. And now what?
The easiest way is to register on Regenesis, R-E, and word Genesis. So Regenesis369.com. It takes 3 seconds or less to register. Then you're going to be invited in a presentation that I do once a month. After you watch that presentation, you understand everything about my work, or a lot, not everything, a lot about my work and the way we guide you and help you and what we do. And if it's a right fit for you, and if it's a right fit for us, which just takes another phone call to decide if that's the case, we're not just going to help you to get where you need to be, but we're also going to coach you and train you in a daily basis, 7 days a week. You're going to have not just a support, you're not going to just heal yourself, you're not just going to improve even less than 2 weeks. But we're also going to coach you to the point where when you're done with us, it's not that you're never going to come back to us, but you're also going to run your life on your own knowledge, and you will know how to support your family. Because we believe in empowering people and stop saying, like a lot of leaders out there would say, oh, we want to give you a knowledge, but they still hold the knowledge for themselves. So they teach you what to do, but they don't teach you the concept behind. So you can use these concepts in multiple life situations. So we teach you concepts so you become fully independent from everybody, as I said, including myself. Why? Because we have 300 million Americans are sick, and we have another babies are born today sick. I need 17 lifetimes and 150 teams on 17 lifetimes to save everybody out there. I'm not looking for returning business. I'm not looking for returning customers. I'm looking how to make this earth as fast as possible, as healthy as possible. So if I heal you or help you to heal you, which is the whole stuff is done. We have this program, systems. We do so much for you. It's not even funny. We do actually too much at this point. And then we coach you throughout that time as you're healing yourself from whatever you're healing. Now you're healthy. You're fully independent. And you know how to operate this world when Nessa is not there.
Yeah. Yeah. This is extremely helpful. I think that people fear that they might start a program and then be left on their own to do it. And you know how that goes. It's like whether it's going to the gym or doing anything brand new that requires a routine, you need a coach. You need somebody to say, oh, it's time to do this. It's time to keep going. It's time, you know, I think that's helpful.
There's a daily check-ins. We do daily check-ins.
Daily check-ins. Yeah. You can't get away. Yeah. They can't get you.
You can't even not to show up on the call twice. If you do twice, we actually ask you why. If there's like a major emergency, we understand. But if it's a third time, we're going to ask you, what are you doing? Like, are you serious about this? That's what I'm saying. They're so serious about the people come to us. It's not just you want to be part of us. We also want to be part of your life. But it really takes two teams to connect because my team is literally dedicated all the time to every single one of you. I just, myself included. So I need to make sure you're dedicated to yourself as much as we're dedicated to you. There is no such thing as leaving you alone. It doesn't exist in our world.
Good. Good. People need... We can do a lot of things by ourselves, and it's good to do a lot of things, be independent. But sometimes you need to have your hand held, especially with something like this. I would need somebody to be there with me to make sure I was doing it right. And then after that, I will feel empowered and I can take it from there. Best place for people to find you, NessasHemp.com and also Regenesis369.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. If you go to NessasHemp.com and you find something that you like, we have a promo code. We really do. It's macro, like everything else we have set up. That's Nessa, everybody. Go to her websites, check out her products, become a customer, and then never see her again. if you're doing it right. And if you want to connect with me, if you want to see me again, I don't know why you would, but if you want to, you can go to macroaggressions.io to find everything there is going on over there. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you again soon.